Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Ah, yeah! We've reached the end of another week, you and I. We've done it. We're here on our favourite day of the week. Let's go. Major news stories of the day today. Well, you're going to hear a lot about this right across the day today. Poor old France in the news for all the wrong reasons again. A woman has been beheaded and two others stabbed to death inside a church in the French city of Nice during a fresh series of barbaric terrorist attacks that have shocked the city. Dear, oh dear. Further details of that on the way. Locally, the Argus is reporting a teenager has been charged with 12 property-related offences, alleged to have taken place in West and South Kempsey in that area in April. And this one, I know it's wrong, but I'm having a bit of a giggle here. A man has been cut short by police after driving a ride-on lawnmower along South Kempsey, allegedly under the influence of alcohol. Right. And the Nambucca Valley Support Group is selling their building in the grounds of the old Cancer Support Group is selling their building in the grounds of the old Maxwell Hospital by tender. Those tenders close today. In sport, in the NRL, they've been forced into a backdown on the anthem ban after the Prime Minister intervened. And locally in sport today, the Coffs Harbour Swimming Club meet tonight at 6 at the Memorial Pool. There's also gallops on there tomorrow in Coffs. And plenty of surfing action this weekend. We'll talk about bodyboarding and surf life saving a little bit later. And in cricket, in the Hastings, due to the rain, the turf pitches not being able to be prepared. There have been ground changes for tomorrow's games. I'll run through those a little bit later on as well. On the show today, of course, coming up, we will release who is the GOAT out of 7:30. Who is number one, the greatest Australian act of all time, as voted for by you via the Triple M website, triplem.com.au. Gee, it's been great fun, and it's part of our month-long tribute to the great Australian music scene in Oztober. You can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Diego Maradona, Henry Winkler, and the great Aussie cricketer Mike Valletta. Also, John Michael has hauled the Hollywood goss. The masked singer is now the masked dancer. And what about Aussie star Abby Cornish to star in a film action thriller in Mexico City? I know he's going to talk about that later. Also coming up in What's Trending, the story about a green dog. I couldn't make it up. 13, 27, 10, let's go. This is Triple M Mid-North Coast. You've got Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo. The men's bowling club's Friday Ripper raffles on from 5 to Savo. Oh, we love Friday. Sunrise about 5 to 6 this morning, people.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Bingley? Today is gonna be a
good day. The Nambucca Valley Cancer Support Group are selling their building in the grounds of the old Maxwell Hospital by tender. Now, those tenders close today. In swimming, the Coffs Harbour Club meet tonight at 6 at the Memorial Pool. The Koala Hospital open and doing tours again, but you've got to book online. Head to their website. It is free. And tonight you can relive the old days of the drive-in in an event to acknowledge those who were affected by last summer's bushfires, including everyone that helped in the firefighting efforts and supported their community. The Port Macquarie Hastings Council and the Port Macquarie Karting Club and Got Your Back Productions bring you two drive-in sessions tonight. This is going to be fun. 7:30 and 9:30 featuring Go and Ocean's 11. You can pick the tickets up online for $35 a car. Bookings are essential as spots are limited, so be quick. And today marks 184 days since our last locally acquired case of COVID-19, and it's 56 days until Christmas. That's the Mid-North Coast Today, proudly brought to you by Bing Lee, where you can receive a Woolworths e-gift card valued up to $300 on selected cooking appliances, dishwashers, fridges, or laundry appliances. Head into Bing Lee today.
Fishing best bet.
For
Storage King Paul Macquarie, the king of storage. Storage with Storage.
Oh, good morning, Bluey Waters.
Good morning, Strawny.
Yeah, and the Storage King. You know, they've got some great deals on at the moment with deals from $2 a day, Bluey. And you imagine, you know, a bloke's got fishing rods and fishing gear everywhere. It's upsetting the better half. Store it at Storage King.
That'd be the way to go, wouldn't it?
There you go, yes. Now, how did we go yesterday, Bluey? I don't know about you, but I am petrified of thunder. I was down behind the lounge. I didn't think we'd get out for a row yesterday afternoon, but it all cleared away. Did it stir up the fish? The water's very clear considering the rain we've had.
Yes, looks like it's going to be a great day today after sort of a bit of a thunder and we had what, about eight mils of rain, have we?
Six at the official weather station, but I reckon it was more near the coast.
Yeah, sort of 8 to 10 sort of mils, so that would be just a nice just to top up after that 20-odd mil we've had recently. So it should stir the fish up really good. They should be on the bike today. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've got to say, I saw a photo from Pooj and the great team at Ocean Star, and a huge jewfish caught yesterday, Bluey. So, I tell you what, this was out to sea, so they must be on the tour around the place.
Yes, they are, I'd say so. I'd say this weekend we might see favourable tides both early morning, late afternoon. Should bring the jewfish on close to our foreshores. And also, during the course of the day, we should pick up some nice flathead and brim and whiting. Also, some blue swimmers in the estuary also. So all in all, the fishing scene looks very, very healthy.
Hang on. Let's back the truck up a bit here. The crabs. Is the crab shack in operation there at your place?
No, not at the moment. It hasn't been. But, some nice blue swimmers around. But the muddies have buried themselves, so they'll need a bit of a nice southerly blow to bring them back up on the surface. Sort of thing. But plenty of blue swimmers are at the moment.
Right. The wind's going to go pear-shaped. Oh, you're going to hate this as you're packing up this afternoon, a 25-knot nor'easter. Let's get out early. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, I got to the beaches this morning. And as you say, the worm has been buddy posting about these whiting on the beaches. So I'm out at the beaches, try for a whiting on beach worms or pibbies.
Okay, fair enough. One club out this weekend?
Yes, we've got the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. It's good to see them back in action. It's 11 o'clock weigh-in on Sunday in the beer garden with a barbecue. So it should be good.
Okay, good luck to them. Should be a great weekend. Again, pretty much exactly what we've had during the week is going to continue over the weekend. Now, the Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet. Get us a winner, Bluey.
Yes, it would be nice, wouldn't it? So we're off to Rose Hill, race 8. Of course, it's the Golden Eagle, and I've gone for horse number 18, the Ice Bath, at 13-1.
Oh, 13-1, the Ice Bath. I like the sound of that, Bluey. If that salutes...
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yes, we're off to BWS. We've got Tui's new stubbies at $45 a carton.
Oh, beauty, Bluey. What's that, a grog?
$1.88. Oh, sip and save all weekend. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And also, you better raise a glass with your black armbands on. No Clipsil 500 next year, Bluey. Go on.
I know. Geez, we're falling apart. No, Penske's pulled out. McLaughlin's gone to IndyCars.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, a big reshuffle there, isn't it? Yeah, but as you said, no Clipsil 500. Mm.
There you go. You'll have to redo your competition a bit, Bluey, there. Amazing. Anyway,
yes.
Good luck all the fishermen out there today. It's a beautiful start to the day. You're out to the beach.
Out to the beaches. Going to take a few worms, try with a few pippies. Going to try for a nice quality whiting.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
At position number 15 in the search for the goats. We started this 3 weeks ago. You have voted the living end at position 15.
The bad news, the footy's over for another year. The good news, now you've got time to fix the roof. Triple M, making those crap jobs around the house sound like fun.
A great range of used cars to suit your needs at Andrew Medici, Hastings River Drive.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hi there, I'm Alyssa Fadjaloon with your local briefing. Police have arrested and charged a teenage boy as part of investigations into a spate of break and enter offences around Kempsey since early 2020. The 13-year-old has been charged with 12 property-related offences, including being armed with intent to commit an indictable offence and breach of bail, and has been refused bail to front Children's Court again in December. Potentially good news for jobs here in the mid-north coast. The federal government is reportedly looking to revive its decentralisation agenda, and this time Western Sydney won't count as regional. Andrew G has told the Daily Telly moving jobs from the city to the suburbs won't be part of any decentralisation, and it won't be getting a push from him as minister. He also says the nation's COVID recovery could lead to a golden age of decentralisation. And Kempsey residents have answered the call to share their bushfire photos in a big way. Council says they've been offered hundreds of high-quality images from across the Macleay. It's all part of the preparations for the Black Summer and Beyond exhibition, which will move around the region to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the fires. Taking a look at local sport, one of the founding members of the Port Macquarie Bodyboarding Association will be remembered tomorrow with the David Goose Gosby Memorial. David tragically drowned while surfing with mates one afternoon after school. Three-time bodyboarding world champion Damien King is expecting some good waves.
Port Macquarie's always kind of had a pretty strong bodyboarding background, and in turn, a lot of good guys have come out, so it'll be pretty hard. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
And to the community switch, something different for your Friday night in Port Macquarie. A pop-up drive-in movie theatre is being set up at the Karting Club. There'll be two screenings. The first is a new Aussie go-kart film called Go at 7:20, followed by Ocean's 11 at 9:30.
Let's go surfing now.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto, powered by Percival Property. If you're looking for property today, go to percival.com.au.
Small clean waves on the Holiday Coast this morning. Every beach has got clean, classic conditions with those offshore winds, so it's looking beautiful. Swell size is around that 2 to 3 foot mark on most beaches, and that swell is going to be hanging around all day, so it's great. High tide around 8:30, water temperature, beautiful 19 degrees, so get out there, make the most of it.
Catch you later. The latest entertainment goss.
Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club. Reopen for business. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the club.
Nicole Kidman has teamed up with Amazon Studios to star in and produce an adaptation of Andrew Bovell's hit play, Things I Know to Be True. A judge has delayed Meghan Markle's privacy court hearing against the Daily Mail after she applied for a postponement on confidential grounds. Now, Meghan is suing for breach of privacy for the Daily Mail publishing extracts of a letter she sent to her 76-year-old father, Thomas Markle, after the royal wedding in 2018. That's going to be very interesting. Oh, and to some trash, the bachelorette Becky Miles broke down in tears after she dumped suitor Shannon Caraca during a hometown visit on last night's episode.
Just like I'm not sure if...
Are we upset?
Because
No, it's okay.
To see a beautiful lady cry in front of you breaks my heart, and my first reaction is just to try and comfort her. Like, I want to make sure that she's okay, because I know she's in a very difficult position.
Oh, Strawny.
Here he is, three-time world champion of course, real estate guru now, everything with water views, the great Damien King. Good morning, Kingy.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. Look, I know you've been in the surf all of your life, and you've travelled around the world. You've won world titles and surfed at the most exotic places. But this weekend, the Goose Gosby, it is really, really special. It's the one everybody wants to win, and it's got such a great history honouring one of the young guys that sadly lost his life while surfing.
Yeah, it's a memorial contest. It is the Goose Gosby, but it's also everyone else who's died, I guess, in the surfing fraternity. And unfortunately, there's a long list there. So it does have pretty, a pretty special, you know, feeling about it. And I think it's for that reason that a lot of people get behind it and get involved. And it looks like we've got some waves this weekend, so it should be interesting.
For sure. Now, because of COVID, is it only just New South Welshmen that are competing this weekend?
I think so. But they're coming from everywhere. I had a friend turn up yesterday from Canberra. So, I think everyone's been cooped up with COVID. And this is a good excuse to get out of town and come to a beautiful place like where we live. And I guess just enjoy everyone's company.
Now, what are you doing tomorrow, Kingy? Yeah, if you've got any open houses on, you've got to go in between heats. What's happening?
On Saturday, yeah, I've got... yeah, I've had to kind of delegate a couple, and I've got two that I have to do myself. So I'm kind of, I said, put me in a heat early, and then put, and I can surf after 12. So they've kind of juggled it around a little bit, so I can kind of go in early and then go and do a few open houses, and then come back and win the contest.
Yeah. Do you keep your eye? I know you keep your eye on what's happening overseas. A couple of those blokes you used to surf against, particularly the French bloke, Pierre, he's still going, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still going. A lot of them are still going, actually. They're, it's funny. Never say never with these guys. They, they've been going for a long time, and they're, you know, even Mike Stewart, he's maybe nearly pushing 60, and he's still out pipeline.
Hey, listen, hey, steady on, but... steady on. That's okay, pushing 60, that's all right.
60 years young.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Gee, what about the current scene of the locals? Who really impresses you? You think, gee, that kid's going to go somewhere?
Look, there's a fair crew of them. There's guys like Shaden Stracker and little Brockman, he's good, and obviously Jones Russell and Chase O'Leary, Charlie Holt, all those guys, they're pretty good as well. So, you know, there's plenty of competition. I guess Paul McCrory's always kind of had a pretty strong bodyboarding background, and in turn, a lot of good guys have come out. So it'll be pretty hard, like, you know. I'm looking forward to this weekend, but if you win, you'll deserve it.
For sure. Mate, great to catch up with you. Good luck with rigging the heat draw so you can get in early and go and do a few open houses.
You just got to pay the judges, that's it.
All the best, Kingy. And, of course, we will broadcast the location of where the goose will be tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic.
And there should be some good waves. So if it's a break wall, there should be a really nice east swell. So from lunchtime onwards, it'll be literally pumping. And same with lighthouse, could be really good in the mornings too. So it could be pretty good.
Excellent. The Goose Gosby, it's on this weekend, proudly brought to you by the PMBA. All the best, Kingy.
Thank you. TripleM.com.au.
Triple M. Strawny for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, the Ripper Friday Men's Bowling Club Raffles. On from 5 this Arvo, they draw those about 11. 7. Did I say 11? At position number 12 in our search for the GOAT, the greatest Aussie artist of all time, you voted in Silverchair. Who will be number one? Throughout the morning, we're playing all these great songs back that you voted in via the Triple M website. Who will be at position number one? Wow. We'll do that out of 7:30 as the search for the GOAT continues as we wind up Oztober for Movember. Remember, grow a mo, save a bro. Head to Movember.com.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, they're going to be busy there today because the Set for Life is on tonight, draw number 1912. I love this. Now, the first prize in Set for Life is 20 grand a month for 20 years. Could you handle that? I think I could. Fair dinkum, beautiful. Let's have a look at what the papers are saying in the Telegraph. The front page is all... Let us rejoice. It was the political decision that lasted just 1 hour of public scrutiny before it was revised. The NRL yesterday backflipped on its ill-fated PC attempt to ban the singing of the national anthem at this year's State of Origin series, following outrage from readers from the Daily Telegraph and an angry Scott Morrison. Front page of the Herald says, I was told to let Rorts' inquiry die. Investigator, the head of a New South Wales government agency, allegedly told a whistleblower not to act after he uncovered a building industry rort bleeding up to $20 million a year in public money because it would make her, quote, look bad to the minister. And in The Australian, their lead story today is closing the gap, $35 billion funding short on checks. Despite massive spending to address disadvantage, Productivity Commission says the government's evidence of what it looks like is very thin. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. Morning to all the paper throwers around the place. Gee, that looks good out there. After the storm, the Mid-North Coast just glistening this morning. Around 17 degrees in Coffs and Nambucca, 10 in Kempsey and Port Macquarie, and 11 degrees in Taree. Port Macquarie with the top rainfall registration overnight with 6.2 mils. Marina with the Mid-North Coast traffic check is next, and we'll go to the newsroom. And this amazing story that Alyssa's got locally about a bloke getting pulled up for driving a ride-on lawnmower in South Kempsey under the influence of alcohol. Hello? I shouldn't laugh.
Stronny's top three things to do this weekend.
Let's start with tonight. You can relive the grand old days of the drive-in. In an event to acknowledge those that were affected by last summer's bushfires, including everyone that helped in the firefighting efforts and supported their community, the council and the Port Macquarie Karting Club and Got Your Back Promotions bring you two drive-in sessions. There's one at 7:30 tonight and one at 9:30 featuring Go and Ocean's 11. You can purchase the tickets online for $35 per car, and bookings are essential as limited spots are available tonight at the Port Macquarie Car Club, so be quick. Well, with Sunday being the 1st of November, it is Movember. Yes, Movember, the charity that is changing the face of men's health. Why not sign up today and become an ambassador for Movember? By 2030, Movember has committed to reduce the number of men dying prematurely by 25%. Check out some great surfing this weekend. The Port Macquarie Surf Club is hosting the first branch carnival of the year at Flynn's Beach. We've got the boats and the Masters Carnival Saturday, and on Sunday, it's the Nippers. Whilst the time-honoured Goose Gosby Memorial Bodyboarding Classic will take place tomorrow, the best bodyboarders there are in the state of New South Wales will vie for the much-sought-after title of the Goose. Three-time world bodyboarding champion Damien King with his thoughts on how he thinks conditions will be for both surfers and spectators.
And there should be some good waves. So if it's a breakwall, there should be a really nice east swell. So from lunchtime onwards, it'll be literally pumping. And same with lighthouses, could be really good in the mornings too. So it could be pretty good.
I'm the free computer online generated voice for Strongy's Breaky Show on Triple 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 M.
Triple M, we're playing rock's greatest hits. There it is at number one, voted by you, the GOAT, the greatest Aussie artist of all time, goes to INXS and the late, great Michael Hutchence up front. Again, I can't thank you enough, Triple M listeners through the club, for your interaction and the passion you've got for our great Australian music. It is Oztober. Thanks to Movember. Grow a Mo and save a bro. Head to Movember.com. And the song at number one is, Don't Change, INXS, our number one in our search for the GOAT. We're going to continue the countdown for the top 15, again, as voted for by you across the morning here on Strawny's Brekkie Show. And again, I thank you so much for your input. It has been a massive 3 weeks.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Yeah, John Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, the holiday
goes. Now, I'm very interested in this. Now, that we've had the Masked Singer with people taking their head off, whether they were a prawn or a bat or whatever. And now there's another incarnation of this.
Yes, it had to happen. They're calling it Masked Dancer, right? And it'll be the same thing, except instead of singing, you'll dance and you'll come out in a fabulous costume. Because the costume can't be as restrictive as some of the fabulous costumes on the Masked Singer. I must say, the costumes are the media entertainment. I think they're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And both in the Australian version and the American version. But I actually was the one that, I think last year I told you there was going to be a show called The Masked Singer, and we thought at the time it may be like that gong show where somebody wore a paper bag over their head. Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do.
But it turned out to be anything but with these lavish costumes, and it's great entertainment. And now they're going to do The Masked Dancer.
Yeah, John Michael, you know who I loved? I loved the host, Chuck Barris, but remember there was a big bloke. He must have been like 20 stone, and his name was Gene the Dancing Machine, and he just used to shuffle around.
I don't know whether you've ever seen a show on Fox from America called The Greg Gutfeld Show. There's an ex-footballer on it called Tyrus, a big black guy, very intelligent, very smart, but absolutely loved with the drollest sense of humour. you know, and big, oh, God, a big man, absolutely, intimidatingly big, you know, but a great character.
All right. Also, there's an infamous murder house for sale in Los Angeles. What's the story with this one?
It's up in a beautiful area called Los Feliz, and it was the home of Lino and Rosemary Lanienko, who you may recall, for those who could remember, were the victims of the Manson gang. After they had done their terrible deeds in the home of Sharon Tate, they went around looking, and this guy owned a supermarket. I mean, they were a quiet living family in this lovely house, and for some strange reason, the Manson gang attacked them and killed them and painted all that terrible stuff, you know, helter-skelter and whatever, in blood on the walls. Well, anyway, it's now on sale for about $3 million, which I think in that area is a bargain. The only problem is, would you want to live in it?
Exactly.
Now, would you want to live in it? That's the problem. A beautiful house, Los Feliz, which means in Spanish happy place, is a lovely area. And, you know, it'd be lovely to have a house there, but I don't know whether I'd like the La Bianco house. They said that neighbours have said that that's been, as I took you on a tour of houses, unseemly things that happened.
Yep.
They said that the tour, they changed the number of the house so that people couldn't, but they did find it. You know, I think it was 3031, they changed it to 3033 or whatever. But the fact is that it's been a tourist attraction for the last 50 years. There you go.
Just amazing. Now, also, Abby Cornish, gee, we love her. She's a great actress. Now, what's she doing in Mexico City?
She's going to be doing a thriller. Nick Nolte, believe it or not, Nick Nolte, who looks about 200 now, he's playing a character role in it.
Yeah.
And she's doing... Now, Abby is the quiet achiever. We hear a lot about Nicole, who's currently in your neck of the woods doing a series. And we hear a lot about Margot Robbie and others. But Abby is... My God, I looked at her resume. She has never stopped working. Nice country girl from New South Wales, never stopped working. She'd gone from, she had a big breakthrough was some years ago, and I can't remember the name of it. I think she did it with, an Australian film that got won a lot of awards, and I can't, but that was her breakthrough movie, and she never looked back. And I was watching a couple of movies recently, and I thought, that girl looks familiar. Never heard of the movies, you know. That girl, and she was very good. It was one was a mystery thing, and the other was a mystery thing too, I think. But she was very, very good. One of those wonderful quiet achievers.
Yeah, she certainly is. We love her. John Michael, time's beaten us. You have a great day, and we shall talk to you same time next week.
Look forward to it, mate. See you then.
Strawny.
Yeah, position. Oh, yeah, we're counting down the top 15 in our search for the Goats. INXS got number one. The Hoodoo Gurus came in at number 8, as voted for by you. Triple M in our search for the Goats, as voted for by you, the Triple M listeners and club members, the greatest Aussie artist of all time. At position number 6, you voted in Ice House there. A lot of us remember them as Flowers. And the great Ivor Davies, born in Wauchope Hospital at position number 6. It has just been a pleasure playing all this great music today. And indeed, thank you again, everybody, who took the trouble to let us know their thoughts on the Goats. Just so good. I spoke to Ivor a couple of years ago now, and we spoke about his real career highlights and pinch yourself moments. And he was describing to us what it was like doing a tour with the late, great David Bowie and every night playing in front of about 60,000 people. Wow. He's a really lovely guy. Ice House at position number 5. Position number 5. The great Powderfinger coming up next. But let's see if we can give away some money on the wheel.
Triple M. Lab birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks, serious about sleep.
Yeah, good morning, Tracy. How are things at your place in Port Macquarie?
Good, thank you, Strawn.
Oh, that's the way. Now, did you get a bit of rain last night?
Plenty.
Yeah. Now, listen, are you okay with thunder? Because I was fair dinkum down beyond the lounge yesterday. I hate thunder.
Me too. Oh, I hate driving.
When it's like that, I don't blame you at all. All right, let's see if we can give you some moolah, Trace. What number are we looking for you on the wheel for 40 winks?
16. Thanks, Drawny.
16. All right, here we go. Good luck, Trace. Looking for number 16 on the wheel. Come on, number 16. Around she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. That goes past. Dog. And lands on the number 11. Can't give you the cash, Trace, but end of the month, which is only, what, tomorrow, next, or Monday, we'll give away the next Triple M bag jam-pack full of freebies that Taylor, she can hardly do the zipper up on it. There's so many goodies in there. Good luck. What are you doing over the weekend?
Actually going to Sydney to see my mum.
Okay. We'll give your mum a big hug from us here at Triple M, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Jordy.
All right, Trace. Good on you. Thanks for that. Now, a couple of other luminaries' birthday today. Did you know it's Jack O'Dickey's birthday today? Yeah. Good on you, Jacko. Love come from twin sister Chloe. Mum, Dad and all the family and friends. Have a great day, Jacko. Did you know, Jacko, you are sharing your birthday with some very, very famous people? And we're talking about people like Diego Maradona. Remember the hand of God? Goodness me. Looks like he's eating a soccer ball now. Henry Winkler and the great Mike Valletta, the cricketer, all born on the 30th of Oztober.
The Mid-North Coast.
Here they are at position number 5. You voted them there. The Finger coming up next. Strawny Leaks. And oh, another big blow up on The Bachelorette last night. There were tears.
I've got to let you know you're one of my kind.
Triple M winding up what's been a great morning and the countdown of the 15 best in our search for the GOAT is voted for by you. Thanks so much for your efforts this week. It's just been great. Hey, if you missed any part of the show, go to the website, go to my page and press catch up. Have a great weekend.